Life is indeed hard. I'm not telling you something that you don't already know. In fact, I suspect that I'm not really going to say here in the next few minutes anything you don't already know, but we really all desperately need to be reminded of, especially when we receive news like we did on Friday regarding Judy Connor. The difficulty of life can lead us down some paths that are dead ends. They can lead us down the path of anger and bitterness and confusion. And even at its worst, a denial of God. And while that path is really understandable, it's not a sustainable path at all. There's no end to it. It just keeps going. I'm going to mix metaphors. It keeps going, but it's a dead end. It doesn't get us anywhere. Not only did I hear the news on Friday of Judy Connor, but one of my students this week, Wednesday or Thursday afternoon, his mother had a massive stroke, and then I received an email this morning. She just died early this morning. So two people within a matter of days that are in my sphere of influence are grieving this morning the loss of their mothers. And so life is hard. But there is hope. Psalm 31:24 says, "Very simply and powerfully, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. This verse provides us with a really simple but an extremely important truth. Hope in God gives us strength and resolve. Hope in God gives us strength and resolve. The assumption in this verse in Psalm 31 is that we do, in fact, hope in the Lord. Now, as you'll see in a minute, that doesn't mean something big. It could be a thread. But part of where we need to focus is understanding what the biblical meaning of hope is. The dictionary definition of hope, the way we use it in our modern life today, is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. And then in the dictionary that I looked up, the second definition said archaic. It's a feeling of trust. And I was struck by what a shift in old language to our modern usage. Old language, almost a certainty, a feeling of trust. In our new language, in our current way we use it, it's, and I know you're not supposed to define a word with a word, but it's hopeful. It's maybe a desire. I hope it happens. Like on Christmas morning, I hope I get, you know, fill in the blank. There's no certainty based upon that unless you went peeking. But here in Psalm 31, our current language really fails us in helping to understand what the psalmist is saying. The word hope could be translated as waiting or being patient. I'll be the first to tell you that I am not a patient person. I do not like standing in lines. I will never forget, while we were living in Chicago, I was working at the radio station late, got off at midnight, and I had to stop at a grocery store on the way home after midnight. We had little kids, so there was that going on. And so it was 12:30 in the morning, and I was standing in line at a grocery store, and I'm looking around going, just feeling so frustrated. Waiting is not an easy thing. Being patient in our culture, we could describe our culture in a lot of different ways. Being patient is not one of those ways in which we would describe the typical American. We are simply not good at waiting. And we take that approach to God. We acknowledge we need to pray, but we really want it now. We sometimes approach God not all that different than the way we approach Santa Claus at Christmas. I want this thing. I hope I get this thing. And then we get all angry when God doesn't deliver. But the focus is on waiting on Him. Why? Not because of what He can do for us, but because of who He is. And I think that's such an important distinction. I need to say it again. We wait on Him not for what He does for us, what He can produce, but for who He is, the Creator, the Almighty, the King of this creation. I will never forget a time where I learned a little bit about waiting. There is a bike ride that goes across the state of Iowa. So you do it in a week. It's about 500 miles. And I've done it a couple of times. It's called Ragbri, which I won't explain what that means, but it's sponsored by the Des Moines Register. And there's about 10,000 cyclists that do this thing. It always happens the last week of July. And so consequently, you spend the night in these little towns of about 3,000 people, and all of a sudden, in one night, their population, you know, triples and quadruples. And consequently, you wait in line for everything. I mean everything. You want to take a shower? It's going to take you about an hour before you get to the shower, and then when you get there, it's cold. And I remember early on in the first Ragbri I did, and I was with friends, and I was feeling antsy. It's like, oh my gosh, I got to wait an hour for a shower. And then all of a sudden I thought, where am I going? I don't have a car. I've been on my bike all day long. I certainly am not going to get on that and ride around again. I got nothing else to do except to wait. And it freed me. All of a sudden, the anxiety that I was feeling and the angst was gone. And all of a sudden, I thought, you know what? I can enjoy this moment with the people I'm with and the people that I'm in line with. And I can meet people from all over the whole country. And it totally changed my whole perspective because I was willing to wait, to be patient. Yes, the assumption of this psalm is that that is the position that we are in, is that we are willing to wait on God and to be patient because we know that He is in control. The result of that waiting, that hope, is number one, that we are going to be strong or that we can be strong. The implication here is that we currently aren't strong. We're weak. I think perhaps one of the things that comes out of tragic news is the reminder that we are frail, weak people. We cannot do this life on our own. We need God and we need each other to be able to walk through life together. And that is perhaps the best thing about waiting on someone is to acknowledge that we're not in control. We are weak. But we can become strong because of who we are waiting on. It takes time and it wavers. There are some days where we are much stronger than others. And those are good moments. And even in those days where we're barely hanging on by a thread, those are good moments. Because it ought to force us to wait on God. The second part of that verse says, in some versions, we are to take heart or be courageous. That points to a resolve, a determination. When we encounter difficulty, and especially when the difficulty is relentless, it is not an uncommon thing that we want to just simply quit. But let's put it into a different perspective. How many of you, while in the simple act of walking, have tripped and fallen? Now, that's a rhetorical question. Don't raise your hands, because the answer is we all have. When you tripped and fell, did you lay there and say, for crying out loud, I've walked for fill in the number of years, and I've had it. I can't walk. And so you just lay there. and slowly melt into the pavement. Of course, that's ridiculous. Now, the reality is we trip and fall, and we immediately look around to see if anybody saw us, and then we stand up and walk again. We have learned that we are to be a determined people, that we walk. And, you know, when you watch a child learn to walk, you see that determination. And while we master the art of walking, that determination hasn't gone away. We continue to walk, even when we trip and fall. Waiting on God, as counterintuitive as it may seem, gives us the resolve to keep going, to be relentless in trusting in Him. Yes, life is hard. It is difficult. But hope in God gives us strength and resolve. If there's anything the book of Job teaches us, is that we will never get all of life's questions answered. We never will. We'll drive ourselves crazy in the asking of why. Even Job, the part of Job that still blows me away every time I read it is when we get to the end and he really wants to know, why has all this happened to me? And God never answers him. We're not going to get all the answers. We will at times be angry at God. We will at times question his love. And by the way, if God isn't God, he couldn't handle that. I don't want to be questioned by my own children. I don't want them to question my love for them. But I'm human. God can handle us being a little angry and asking questions and wondering. But if at the core of who we are, we wait on Him because of who He is, He will strengthen us, and He will give us the resolve to keep on keeping on. Let's pray together. Father, we need to be reminded every day to hope in You, to wait on You, to be patient, and to trust in You. And Lord, we're grateful for the words of this psalm that You will strengthen us. You will give us the resolve that we need to keep moving on in this world. Lord, our desire is that the life that we live, the determination that You give us, the strength that You give us, our desire is that everything we do will give honor and glory to Your name. That when people look at us, when they look at this church, Lord, we pray that what they will see is a church that is not weighed down by the difficulty of life, not defeated by the difficulty of life, but what they see is You in us. And that people will be drawn to You because they are just so overwhelmed by who You are. Lord, that is our desire. Help us in our weakness to be people who hope in You. Lord, we do want to pray this morning for the Connor family. We pray that at this moment they will feel Your warmth, Your peace invade their life. We thank You, Lord, that they are surrounded with so many friends and family who love them and care for them. Again, Lord, we thank You for Jonathan and Amy for bringing them to us. And Lord, our hearts do go out to them this morning. We wonder, how much more can they withstand? And yet, like us, their hope is in You. So this morning, may they feel strengthened. May they feel their resolve increase. May they continue to relentlessly pursue You. Lord, we are grateful for the time that we've had this morning to gather together. Amen.
You have been listening to a podcast from Wabash Presbyterian Church. For more sermons and resources, please visit us at wabashpresbyterian.com.